أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم and oh my goodness, the nights are over and this is the night of Eid. It has been named Laylatul Ja'iza, the reward giving night. And the least reward one can expect is forgiveness of sins for having fasted in the month or attempted to or given the month its honor. And I've said this before, but one of the akhlaq of the month is not to eat in front of those who are fasting. Even that is enough if you are unable to fast. Absolutely phenomenal night. Absolutely phenomenal. According to a lot of our hadith, it is no less in importance than the night of Qadr. So you start off the night with ghusl. Then there is a takbir that is recited after the salah of maghribain on Eid night and in the morning and on Eid day. And as a child, I remember that was how we knew it was Eid, because as soon as the moon was sighted, the whole house, everybody, absolutely everybody, burst into takbir and they would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahil hamd, alhamdulillahi ala ma hadana, walahu shukru ala ma awlana, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, walillahil hamd, alhamdulillahi ala ma hadana, walahu shukru ala ma awlana. Absolutely phenomenal. Allah is greater than anything and anyone. There is no God but Allah. All praise, all gratitude and praise is for Allah, for that which He has guided us. And to Him is thanks for absolutely everything He has. Absolutely amazing. There are various amals to be done on this night. But my favorite dua is the dua that contains the Asma'ul Husna, and it is recited on Eid night. Inshallah, you will recite it and look at all the Asma'ul Husna that are here and possibly ponder over it. Many, many felicitations for today. And as soon as you know it's Eid, it's Eid. And when the companions met each other on Eid, they would say to each other, تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah accept from you and us. And before tomorrow, a reminder about Zakat al-Fitr, which becomes wajib after sunset on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, which is tonight. And it is one sa'a, which is about 3 kilograms of any food commodity like wheat or barley or rice, which is staple in one's town or country and can be given as a cash value. It's to be given to those who need it in one's own town, and preference should be given to one's relations, one's neighbors and the learned. But before I end for tonight, one of the questions I'm asked every time I speak at schools is, what is the special food you have on Eid? But what stands in my mind is the vermicelli, what we call sev in Gujarati or Kachi. And we have that for Eid breakfast. And this is the rationale I give them, a rationale that my grandma taught me. See, all the strands of vermicelli are different shades of brown and white, and they don't go snap, crackle, pop. But they blend together in harmony, and that is in essence the message of Eid. To live together with all the different colours, not just race, but colours of the soul, in peace. So again, many felicitations, and inshallah, we will meet tomorrow on the air.